Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Right now, though, we got to get to an NFL blitz. He has been sacked 58 times. I'm not talking about our quarterback. Talking about Caleb Williams, 18 of 31 last night, 191 yards, two sacks in last night's game, but he took a lot of hits, and he got beat up. I think the thing about Caleb, as we talk about these rookie quarterbacks, and Mike, you can tell he is frustrated outwardly
right,
with the way that he's coming across with the expressions, and he said last night, it's funny, after the game, he was reflecting on another Bears loss, and he says it's frustrating, but it's encouraging. He said it's encouraging the way that his team fights, but it's also frustrating because at times you know that they can play a lot better. What are they, an eight-game losing streak now for the Bears? This is guys, and they're trying to figure out who their next coach is going to be. Ryan Poles, their general manager, is going to hire that guy. We'll figure, you know, we don't know who the front runner is, but I will tell you this. All this Belichick stuff we were talking about last week, he called these organizations that have openings. And no one said, well, Bill, you know what? We're going to hold a spot for you, which is why he went to college.
Right. Now, the thing with Caleb Williams, he's 23 years of age. You know, and the guy, he transferred around. He certainly was, you know, showed you all the ability as a Heisman. I know there was things that were written about him and said about him, and personnel guys didn't like some of the body language or, you know, personal style choices, which, again, as Cam Newton and Ron Rivera defended the other day about, hey, man, everybody's got their own style. Mm. But I do think there's a maturity issue. We've seen Anthony Richardson tap out. We saw an eight-year veteran Devondre Campbell quit. So I don't know. Maybe it's a new paradigm in the NFL. But don't put your head down like you're sleeping on the bench when everybody's looking at you because you're the leader of the team and the quarterback. So that's a maturity issue. That doesn't help him. You know, for people in Chicago that want to rally around you, don't look like you're that guy. You know, don't be Jeff George, okay? You know, go be Tom Brady.
Yeah, Bears lose. That was the other Monday night game. Speaking of the Vikings, there are a couple of teams right now that just look like juggernauts.
Darnold wasn't great last night.
Didn't have to be. Right? There was a fourth down interception. It's a punt. I mean, I know, you know, you want to say, well, he threw a pick. He did, but it didn't matter because they were that much better than the Bears last night. Meanwhile, around the National Football League, Mike, we talked about the injuries yesterday, and if you didn't hear the show, we were talking about all of these injuries that are affecting potentially the playoff hunt. There are big names that might not play this weekend or will be banged up.
Yeah, we've talked about it from T.J. Watt. Now, there's some guys who aren't playing for anything like Devontae Adams, but nothing bigger than Patrick Mahomes, who said, look, you know, you got to trust your backups. He says, I know Carson Wentz. Here's a guy that's won in this league, and he goes, I'm not going to put the Chiefs in a bad position. So even though I certainly want to play, and if this was the playoffs, maybe I would play, so I'm not going to put him in a bad spot. In other words, not 100%. Let the backups go in.
All right, the other big news as far as our Falcons is the NFL flexed our Commanders game to Sunday night. It was Dolphins-Browns. That is on 12/29. It is now going to be Falcons at Commanders, which, again, we're trying to focus on what's ahead, but that could be a huge game, and I think it will be for both teams. So that's going to be the 8/20 NBC game, but there have been other changes. Obviously, we get Christmas games, guys. Kansas City at Pittsburgh, if you got Netflix. Ravens at Texans. Then Thursday, We get Seattle at Bears. And, Mike, and then you talked about the Saturday games because we have college football, which the college football playoff is playing.
Yep, and again, I got into it with a certain NFL team executive this week off the air about it. I said it's kind of a blank move by the NFL. But, of course, as I was reminded by our good friend John Kincaid in Philadelphia, they had Saturday. They already had the high ground, and Kincaid apparently hates the multi-team playoff. So don't forget, guys, in the grab for money, everybody gets a piece. Even TNT gets games. So you got basically arguably less competitive games, although Clemson, Texas may be a surpriser. But SMU, Penn State, you're basically getting these games on Saturday. The better games are at night, not going against the NFL. There are games on Friday. But you'd have thought, in a perfect world, for the fan who loves college and pro football, there would have been an accommodation. Not the way the world works. As we know, you get all these networks and all the money, and basically NBC also has one of the games this week, too. I think they have the AFC game.
Yeah,
so there was no way they were coming off that. So that's why we have this double dip of college and pro on Saturday.
You're going to get three NFL games on Saturday, and then the rest of the slate is going to be on December 29th, which is our Sunday night game. 1 o'clock window, the Browns, that game moves to the 4 o'clock window, and we slide in. Cowboys, Eagles, by the way, also in that 4 o'clock window. Mm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.